Scalise, Biden didn't run as the most far-left big government socialist in U.S. history. By Trent Baker on December 23, 2021. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, on Thursday hit President Joe Biden for the supply chain crisis and inflation the country has been facing due to his administration's policies. During an interview with Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Scalise pointed out how Biden ran as a moderate candidate but instead has been the most far-left big government socialist in the history of the country. "You know, how about we start with President Biden actually following through on the things he promised when he ran as a candidate? He didn't run saying he was going to be the most far-left big government socialist in the history of our country," Scalise argued. "He said he was going to work with everybody. Remember that? Work with Republicans and Democrats. He gets a flat-out F on that report card score because he's not working with Republicans on any of the big agenda items. In fact, he still, to this day, has not met with the House Republican leadership. We as a team have not met with him a single time. Even though we've requested multiple meetings on a lot of these challenges. How to secure the border, how to lower inflation, how to lower energy costs, how to address supply chain crisis. For goodness sake, people are trying to get their Christmas gifts. And they still can't even find them because they're sitting out on a tanker somewhere in the Pacific Ocean because of this president's failed policies. Oh, and every front, he's not followed through on the promises he made to families," he continued. "That's why his numbers are so low. People don't like the fact that, frankly, he's just cut this deal with the far left, and that's all he cares about. You know, if the squad and the big government socialists say jump 5 feet, he is going to try to jump 5 feet. He's not going to try to work with those of us that want to solve these big, big crises that are hurting hardworking families." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.